St. John the Baptist thrown in prison because he stood up for the dignity of marriage. Herod should not have married his brother's wife. He stood up for that. He spoke out against it, and that reverberated. That reverberated through Jerusalem. That's why he was in prison, because he stood up for marriage. Others have stood up for marriage in the time of King Henry VIII. Even some Franciscans preached against it while King Henry VIII was in the church. Two Franciscans spoke out against it. Surprisingly, they didn't lose their life, but they were exiled. Anyway, standing up for marriage reminds us of the importance of being faithful to our vows to God, being faithful to our duties to God, being faithful to our brothers and sisters for the love of God. Fidelity today, of course, is thrown in the mud, is broken so many places with marriage and religious life, and those leaving religious life, the priesthood. The thing is, it's not easy to be faithful to your commitment, especially if they last a long time, especially if they last for your life, which is basically what most of our commitments are, or a lot of our most important commitments are. I'm going to be faithful forever. That's the thing, you know. So that's what friendship is. I'm going to be a friend forever, not just when it's pleasing to me, or I'm going to love you forever, you know, not just because it's convenient. So fidelity is very much important to God, and it's something we base so many of our relationships on, so many of our institutions on, faithfulness. And God is very much demands faithfulness. He demands it. I hate divorce, he says in Malachi. Jesus saying you can't divorce. Once you're married, you can't cast aside what God has united. You can't, no matter what. You can't break that. So Jesus, you know, he knows all the difficulties that can come, how hard it can be. We're not talking about abuse and things like that, where you have to, the separation might be needed. But fidelity is what we're looking. God is looking for, and he knows how all the difficulties. He knows, you know, we can say, but this person did this and that, and treats me this way and that way, and you know, Jesus demands charity to our brothers and sisters. He demands us to love our enemies even. He knows how hard that is, and yet he still demands faithfulness, because, you know, life doesn't last forever. Life is very short. Fidelity is what God wants us to do. So when we look at how hard it is, and the big thing is precedence. Divorce is a precedent now, and abortion is a precedent now, and so it's hard to be faithful to your child in the womb. It's hard to be faithful to your child in the womb because so many other people have not been. Same thing with divorce and the priesthood and religious life and so many other things. We can't be following precedent. Bad precedent. We need to be following God, Jesus, the teachings of Jesus. And so how do you do it when it's hard? How do you do it when it's hard? Faithfulness day in and day out. And it's not just hanging on. I'm going to hang on to my brother, my husband or wife or my religious vocation. I'm just going to hang on. I just hope I make it to my death. Instead, it's a daily not just duty, but a strong effort. Every day I'm going to make effort to come to church. Every day I'm going to make an effort to say my prayers, whether I feel like it or not. Every day I'm going to make an effort to show love to my husband or wife, or make an effort to love my religious commitment, my religious community, my religious vows and promises. I'm going to make an effort for all these things. This is, and that's the underlying thing is charity, love for God and for our commitments, love for God, love for our neighbor. Love is a worthy thing to reach out to make efforts towards, and that's what we have to do. So, and it's a day-to-day thing. If I'm faithful today, I'm going to be faithful, more likely faithful tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, through the end of my life. Faithfulness now is going to more likely ensure my faithfulness to the end, because we don't trust ourselves. And faithfulness to God, God will give us the strength to stay faithful to the end. God will give us the strength to be faithful to the end if we pray the rosaries, mass, etc., fidelity.